All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Dead in Sports, the fantasy show. This is, of course, I'm Ken, and joining me is B. What up, B?
What up? What's good?
Oh, man, it was a devastating week for me. I'm sure a lot of you are aware that Aaron Rodgers is done for the year. We'll get into that in a little bit, because we actually have a lot of injuries that we have to kind of talk through. So before we get into that, how did you do this week?
Went 2-2. You know, we lost the nail biter in the league that me and you coached. And lost in the Dead in Sports League, but I'm 4-2, so I'm still sitting pretty good. Won in the real NFL, and I won in my main league. I beat Meech. I beat Meech this week. So Meech probably hating it right now. I beat him in the main league, whooped his butt. You know, shout out to Gronk and Tom Brady and a couple other folks that stepped up for me. You know, so yeah, I'm 2-2 is not bad, man. You know, I damn sure in the real NFL, I wasn't gonna lose to Tom Loke, who was 0-6, so it'd look bad for me. Put me right back at 300, man. I'm 3-3 in the real NFL, man. And I think this league, we're gonna be fighting. It's gonna be people fighting for that final six, for those final six spots, man. It's gonna come down to the last like 2 or 3 weeks, man, of the fantasy season to determine who makes the postseason. So this real NFL league, man, is going to be real interesting. And, you know, with Aaron Rodgers being out, with me and you, we have him in our dead-end sports league that me and you co-manage. But see, this is why I told you, thank God we got Alex Smith. Thank God we got him, because, you know, he's playing somewhat MVP-level type football right now. I don't know how long he's going to keep it up, but, hey, I'm glad we got him. We still don't know when's Andrew Luck's time about return, so I'm glad we got, at least we got someone I feel somewhat comfortable with putting in on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, I went 5-2, my CBS Sports League, because I lost by like 2 points.
Wow.
2 down points, the points, they were not on my bench, so there was nothing I could have done to change it, so that sucks.
It's not like if you would have played this one guy over another, it would have been a difference maker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not a bad feeling then, you know.
Nah, it isn't. I think, you know, that season's over. The other loss was, of course, Aaron Rodgers. We ended up losing that one. Surprisingly, though, I have Aaron Rodgers in the Dead in Sports League, and I won that one by, like, 2 points. I know Blunted by the Bay is sick, because, yeah, 76-74, and I had Rishard Matthews going that night, and he ended up giving me 7.3 points. Now, the interesting thing is we have Rishard Matthews, too, in the Dennis Sports League, and if he would have scored a touchdown or got, like, 30 more yards, we would have won that one, because I think we lost by, like, 2 or 3 points.
We lost by 2 points. Yeah, we lost by, like, 2.5 points, so...
Yeah,
and Rodgers going down, man, that really hurt us. We would have been 5-1. We'd definitely been 5-1.
Yep. So I climbed back into the fifth place. Remember, I had to win 3 straight. Remember, I was on 3. So I'm back in the thick of things there. But I did want to go back to the real NFL league, and you know, I was looking at it this morning, and I'm like, man, my God, this league never disappoints, man. Because you guys know, I'm playing him this week, and he's projected to destroy me. But he's 5-1. From second to ninth place, there's one loss separating the teams.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. I said, man, this league here, woo. It's going to come down. I'm telling you, the final, like, 2 or 3 weeks is going to determine, you know, what's going to happen. Because at any given week, you can be, like you said, ninth. Now, you're in a position where if you win this week and go up 4-3, depending on who lose, you could be ranked number 3 or 4. You know, it's that's how crazy it is, dude. So, Yeah, man, this league, like you said, never fails, man. It's like we about to be in here fighting. I'm talking about fighting.
Yeah, and yeah, man, and I had to win two straight to just get back into it. And then those were the, well, yeah, I destroyed Coco, and she had a good team. Her guys didn't show up this week. Like, it's not like she had a bad team. She just had
right.
a bad week. She scored too.
And shout out to Patsy too, 50-yard line. She hit me up earlier today, talking about how pissed she was because she's second in points. She's second in points, but she's seventh place right now. She's 3-3, and she's second in total points. Like, ain't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
She like, man.
I know things are kind of crazy for us right now because, like you mentioned, I mean, we have Aaron Watson, and he's done. So we picked up, and we talked about it on a previous show, Alex Smith, and dropped Andrew Luck. Now, here's the thing. We're going to talk about both at the same time. So, a report came out today that Andrew Luck suffered a setback, which means that Moore is probably unlikely that he's going to play. So, I read what they said. So, Chris Ballard, the GM for the Colts, said he being Luck, experienced soreness in a surgically repaired right throwing shoulder and would not practice this week. After practicing for the past 2 weeks, and he was very, very close to coming back. So he may not come back, man. They may shut him down. Jacoby Brissett may be the guy moving forward. That turned out to be a very savvy move by you to drop Luck and picking up Alex Smith, because now that Aaron Rodgers gone, you know,
yeah.
You have a guy that so far seems like he'll be able to at least carry the load.
So yeah, man, that was a ballsy move, but I just had like a little feeling, man. I'm like, man, I don't even think Luck gonna play this year. I was like, man, and then I saw Alex Smith, he had like, I think his first 2 weeks or 3 weeks was like great. So I was like, man, let's get him. Let's dump Luck and let's keep Alex Smith on stash. I mean, not knowing that Aaron Rodgers gonna get hurt. I was just looking for someone for us to plug in once Aaron Rodgers have his bye week. But, you know, now he's just going to look like, you know, he's going to have to carry that load for us. So, you know, I feel good. I feel good about Alex Smith. I feel good. I'm confident.
Yeah, and so now, I mean, you know, obviously people are downgraded. Nelson, Montgomery, Devontae Adams obviously won't be the same without Rodgers.
I meant to ask you, hey, so what's going on? I haven't heard anything about Jordy Nelson. Has he been doing anything this season?
Touchdown dependent. Like, he's been scoring touchdowns, which has, you know, saved him. So, yeah, he's been producing, but, you know, he's been nicked up here and there throughout the season. But yeah, he's just in the red zone, man. He just knows how to get open it. Well, I just trust him, so...
So I wonder, like, you know, how the fantasy owners that has Jordy Nelson, how they feeling now that Aaron Rodgers is out. I'm curious. I wonder how they, you know, like, you got to be feeling some type of way, you know. But, you know, for now you got Rodgers out, and it's like, well, damn, who's throwing the ball? Who's going to be throwing the ball to him now? It's like,
I can tell you, I have him on a team that's 5-1. So remember this, people. I have a 5-1 team. So I can tell you what he's done. And I don't feel good about it at all. So week one, 13 points. Week three, because I think he was hurt week two. Week three, 17. Week four, 19 points. 5 and 6 were, he scored a touchdown in week five, but he didn't have the yards. He only had 24 yards. So he got like 8 points. And then, of course, last week, 10 targets and six catches, 60 yards. So he's been okay, but yeah, now without old boy, man, like, they got projected to average around 8 to 7 points the rest of the year. So I hit you earlier because I have him in the Denton Sports League, and my backup was Andrew Luck. Of course, he's done. He wasn't going to play this week either. So I was like, oh, okay. Now here's the thing. Ben Roethlisberger was out there, and I should have picked him up last week, but I didn't. And I went to go pick up Somebody dropped Tyrod Taylor, and you had to snatch him up. Leaving me with...
Uh-oh.
This is ugly. Eli Manning playing Seattle.
Oh!
Blake Bortles.
Oh!
Josh McCown.
Oh, my God.
Jacoby Brissett, Case Keenum, Hoyer got benched, so C.J. Beathard is a starter. Jay Cutler, Deshaun Kizer now is a starter again. Kevin Hogan got benched. And Trubisky. Yep. So you know what I'm going to do, B?
What you going to do?
I'm going with Brett Hundley, man.
You going with who?
Brett Hundley.
Okay.
Here's why, and then we'll move on. Here's why I'm going with Brett Hundley. It's like what's the head coach? Mike McCarthy said. He's been in that system. He played fairly decent, some say well, in the preseason. I didn't see any of the games. And but he's in the system. He's been there 3 or 4 years. He can run. And I think I'm going to trust that system. With everybody else, man, it's just like, I think he can match the points of everybody else that's on the waiver wire.
So, mm-hmm.
Might as well. I got nothing to lose.
You got no, yeah, at this point, you got no, it's no turning back. Nothing to lose. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No. Okay, so I know last week I left y'all high and dry. Didn't have, it was just like no one out there. It seemed like it was no hope for the waiver wire targets last week. Going into week 6. But going into week 7, I actually have a few names this week. QB, I have, Fitzpatrick. Of course, if you're in a situation like Ken, like he just mentioned, I say get Fitzpatrick. Bridgewater is another one because he's back doing physical drills and everything. You can take a chance and get the backup for Green Bay, Brent Hundley. And Josh McCown, if you're just super desperate. Running backs, I got Deion Lewis, maybe Chris Ivory if you're really desperate. My man from Elijah McGuire from the Jets. Wide receivers, got Marquise Lee, and Robert Woods from the Rams. I think he's showing some promise. I think he's starting to get more targets, get more love. So I keep an eye on him. Zach Miller, if you're desperate for a tight end, is always a good plug. And maybe Austin Cooper. That's pretty much it. That's the players I got. So, yeah, that's a list of guys that I got for you guys. I got some players for y'all. Oh, yeah, and Juju Shuckster from Pittsburgh. He could be someone that you can grab and stash possibly. So, especially with this whole Martavis Bryant drama going out and – Now his girlfriend's saying that, oh, he's fine. He wants to remain a Steeler and all that stuff. So, oh, yeah, and Nick O'Leary from the Buffalo, tight end from Buffalo Bills. So, there you go. Those are my players. If you're looking for some guys to snatch up in the waiver wire, I know a lot of those guys is pretty much available. You'd be surprised to find some guys that are still available that I just named. So try to grab them if you can. Get them.
I didn't think about Nick O'Leary.
Yep. Well, that's why we do this show. You know what I'm saying? I give people the thoughts, stuff that they don't ever think about. And Nick O'Leary is definitely one of them. So, y'all can thank me later.
Yeah, because Charles Clay is hurt, so he's out. He's not playing. Nick O'Leary, he played at Florida State, so he's a pass catching tight end.
Yep.
Damn, that's a good. What do I need to look at? Oh, I got my tight end.
go ahead and make the moves. If y'all listening, go ahead and do it. You might be in need of a tight end. O'Leary could be your guy.
All right, let's talk about the other big news that happened last week that impacts me more than you. But Ezekiel Elliott, by now everybody knows that he was suspended. It was reinstated. And then there was another stay issued against him. So now he can't play again for another 2 weeks. This news actually broke when we were going to record, so I'm on my phone driving. Fortunately, I'm on the highway, and not in the city, and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta pick up Morris and McFadden. So I managed to get Morris and McFadden in one league. I think it's the real NFL league, and then I only got Morris and the dead guys already know, you should pick up the backup that you guys need. There's no idea. We don't have any idea who's going to be the guy. But there's some speculation that it may be McFadden. That's why he hasn't played all year, just to keep him preserved and just so he won't get hurt. And that Morris may be the backup. But either way it goes, he'll play for another 2 weeks, and this is where it gets dangerous. Because that'll push him to week 8. And if they reinstate that suspension, he's done.
If you're on a run for a possible fantasy playoff push and you got Ezekiel Elliott on squad, that's not good. That's not good at all. And you can be in trouble if you don't pick up the right guys or if your team is not structured correctly. Because if you're a person, which I know you're not, Ken, but if you're a person that gamble majority of their team on Ezekiel Elliott and you think you're straight, then let me tell you something. You're going to be in bad shape, you know, coming to playoff run, especially if you like one of those teams that's fighting. You know, if you 7-0 right now, 6-0 right now, then, you know, whatever. But if you someone like me, I'm fighting. I'm 3-3 in one of my leagues. I'm trying to, you know, get ahead. And Ezekiel and I base my draft strategy all on Ezekiel Elliott? No. That's not going to pay off dividends. So hopefully, if you construct your team correctly and draft well and draft your bench well and waiver wire, this is why I always say in these middle seasons and late seasons, the waiver wire, trying to pick up guys, you got to be out there sharking, man, because you never know what happened. Especially with me and Ken have been saying this, we sound like a broken record every week. This has been a crazy year. This is a weird year in football, like with all these injuries and stuff. So, you know, a weird year like this, this is why you need to – be on that waiver wire, man, and make sure you draft good. Don't be that guy that draft your first 7 picks and then let the computer auto-draft the rest of the way. That's a no-no. So if you base your team off Ezekiel Elliott, you're in trouble.
Emmanuel Sanders is out this week.
Yep, he's out. Yeah, I got him in my main league, and I got to bench him. I got to bench him. So, you know, I got to go with – who I picked up? I think I picked up Marquise Lee. I had picked him up off the street. But I might go with – I still might not play him because I had Emmanuel Sanders at the flex. So, you know, I already got Grunt. But the tight end, I had him – I played him last week at the flex, and he did pretty good. The tight end for Tampa Bay. Brait?
Yeah, Cameron Brait.
Yeah. So I might play him this week again at the flex position and probably keep Lee on the bench. But I mean, just, you know, I just had the bench. I had Emmanuel Sanders there, so I'm just gonna go ahead and just run with. I'm gonna run a 2 tight end set, and see how that goes. Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to, man. I think Brady, he gets a lot of red zone targets, a lot. So, you know, I'm gonna go with him. I'm gonna run with him again this week, and he gets targets in general. You know, if Mike Evans is covered, he's always their security blanket. So, you know, he's like their Jason Witten, and, you know, always like that security blanket when no one else is open.
Yeah, and Kadarius Thomas, right now he's lined up to play, but, you know, he's hurt too, so he's a little banged up. But yeah, again, it's like another week, you're just trying to survive.
Yep.
AP, man. AP?
AP. AP, yep. If you an AP owner, you have to feel good because AP has been one touches. I mean, it's amazing how the vets shined that day. AP and Larry Fitzgerald, they went back like 5 years in that game. They really did, which was, it was really cool to see. But, and this is why I'm pissed because I'm going on Dead End Sports Tangent. I wish the Lions would have tried to get AP, man. We could have definitely used his services. We need to run a game. But, yeah, it's good. I know if I'm an AP owner, and you got to think too, Ken, AP was going late. Like, he was going 10th, 11th, as far as late as 12 rounds in a lot of 15, 16-round drafts. So, you know, if you had AP out there sitting on your bench because he wasn't being productive in New Orleans, and say if you drafted some stud running backs in the earlier rounds and you got AP in the 12th round, you're feeling pretty good about yourself right now. You know what I'm saying? So, and I mean, it was plenty of times I looked at him and I almost drafted him. I was like, I should get him. Nah, he's washed or whatever. But he didn't look washed this past Sunday, man. They and they look like they're going to use him. I mean, you got to think Carson Palmer's older. You know, he don't want to be throwing the ball 40, 50 times a game. It's a little luxury to go hand off the ball to AP, you know. And they still have a respectable receiving core, you know, for them to not – you don't want to put eight in the box against them. So, yeah, I think AP, man, he might shine a little bit, man. He can easily average you a quick little 10, 8 to like about 10 points a week, man, and maybe more if possible. But, yeah, man, I think if you're an AP owner, man, you should feel good about yourself.
Yeah, and it goes back to what we talked about last week, and basically said that, look, it's all about he has the talent to produce.
Yep.
And he just needs the opportunity. Now, we're not naive. We know it's one game. But it just shows that, you know, given the opportunity, he can, you know, put up some points. And I don't know what the Saints are thinking. Like, what are y'all thinking? Like, you have this guy. You just can give him the rock. And he needs the rock. But the thing about why he's a good fit, or why I thought he would be a good fit, or we thought he would be a good fit, is because they had David Johnson. And David Johnson was able to run, you know, he's a different type of runner, and he can run and catch, but he produced behind that offensive line. So you give Peterson an offensive line, he's going to make it work. And he did. So you have to have a good line, and then you have to have a running back that has the talent. And he had both. Now, we'll see if he can keep it up. He may not be 134 two touchdowns, but he's going to give you production. And I think, what do we say? 7 to 9 points?
Yeah, I say about 8 to 10. If he can give you about 8 to 10 points, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's going to do it for us this week. Next week, we're going to start previewing the Thursday night games. We give you some starting picks from that game. As always, thank you guys for listening. If you got any questions, hit us up on Twitter or Facebook or SoundCloud. So that's it. We out. Peace.
Peace.